You're listening to SBS News.
We love our country, we respect our flag, and we always proudly stand for the national anthem. We always will stand for the national anthem.
In the wake of yet another sporting protest in the United States, President Donald Trump has held what he termed a patriotism event focused on why he feels it is important that players stand during the country's national anthem. The National Football League, or NFL, has been engulfed in a controversy over some players kneeling in protest during the anthem, a protest largely aimed at what they see as social injustice and police brutality against black people. Mr. Trump has offered a different view.
We stand to honor our military and to honor our country and to remember the fallen heroes who never made it back home. We stand to show our love for our fellow citizens and our magnificent Constitution.
The patriotic event was scheduled after the president canceled the National Football League champion Philadelphia Eagles' invitation to visit the White House. That was canceled after it became apparent only a small number of the players planned to attend. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has criticized the Eagles players for their role in what she says was a political stunt. President Trump has long criticized NFL players for protesting during the anthem, saying at a political rally last year,
"Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!"
After the team's invitation to the White House was revoked, Philadelphia Eagles player Malcolm Jenkins said he sees no reason for celebration. But he says he understands if other teams accept their own invitations.
There's so much that's been kind of swirling around the administration that I don't see it as beneficial at this moment in time to visit in a celebratory fashion. But I know for a fact that there are, you know, other guys who've dreamt of the opportunity to go to the White House, and I think they should have that opportunity.
Mr. Trump's decision to rescind the Eagles' invitation comes as both teams competing in this year's finals of the country's National Basketball Association, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors, said they would decline their invitation if they win. Cleveland star LeBron James says players should have the right to respectfully decline any invitation. His Warriors counterpart, Steph Curry, says he agrees.
I mean, I hope to be in that situation and win two more games where we win a championship and obviously know what comes with that, but I agree with Bron. But at the end of the day, every team has an opportunity to make a decision for themselves and speak for themselves, and I think that's powerful.
The developments come amid concerns athletes' rights to make public and political statements are being eroded. Last month, the NFL, with 70% black players, rolled out a controversial new policy. It allows players who do not want to stand for the national anthem to remain in the locker rooms while the song is played. But it imposes fines on teams whose players protest on the field. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the policy is fair.
We think that we've come up with a balanced process here. We want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel. And make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something that we think we owe. We've been very sensitive in making sure that we give players choices, but we do believe that moment is an important moment.
The current wave of protests was ignited in 2016 when NFL player Colin Kaepernick refused to stand when the national anthem was played before games. He became a free agent after opting out of his contract with the San Francisco 49ers at the start of last year and has not been signed by a new club. In November, he filed a grievance against the NFL and its owners, accusing them of colluding not to hire him. Earlier this year, the human rights organization Amnesty International awarded Kaepernick an Ambassador of Conscience Award.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.